This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Kim Andrews, Executive Director of the Japan-America Society of Greater Philadelphia, and they have something they've never done before at Shifusu House in Fairmount Park. Starting on April 7th, I understand you have a sake garden that's 9 days of sake. So what is going on, Kim?
We partnered with Parks on Tap from the Fairmount Park Conservancy to bring sake, beer, and refreshments to Fairmount Park underneath the cherry trees during the Cherry Blossom Festival right outside of Shifusu. It's the first time we've ever done this, and it's a way for Philadelphians to come out and enjoy the cherry blossoms like Japanese enjoy the cherry blossoms outside, eating, drinking with friends and family.
So we're familiar with Parks on Tap, but this is a little bit different than like a typical Parks on Tap drinking in the park kind of an event.
Yeah, it's going to be, well, first of all, under the cherry trees, but there's going to be sake, there's going to be Japanese beer and American beer, and then we're going to have Japanese and Japanese-inspired cuisine as well.
Tell me about the cuisine.
There's going to be hand rolls, sushi rolls, and other Japanese-infused food that's going to be served.
So you have Shifusu House. This isn't taking place right in Shifusu House, right?
No, we have it right next to Shifusu, our historic site we have to take care of. So we have lots of visitors come through. But for this, it's going to be overlooking Shifusu and underneath the cherry trees. So you'll get all the beauty of Shifusu, all the one-time enjoyment of the cherry trees, and still be able to sit and enjoy yourself with a glass of sake or beer.
So it's in the Cherry Blossom Garden.
Yes, it's inside the Horticulture Center, and there are hundreds of cherry trees within sight. It's inside the Centennial Arboretum, inside the fenced area right across from Shifusu.
Explain a little bit about sake. What can you tell us about this drink?
Sake is a rice wine. It's a traditional Japanese beverage. It's used for celebrating. It's used at regular meals. It's an integral part of Japanese life. And that is what is drunk during hanami, which in Japan, it's a picnic under the cherry trees. And in Japan, when the cherry blossoms come out, families, friends take blankets out. They take picnics and they drink sake and have their picnic dinners out underneath the cherry trees so they can enjoy nature. The cherry trees are only in blossom for a very short time. And so this is a chance to make the most of this special and beautiful time. In the spring.
Now, I know these things get planned in advance. Do you expect there to be cherry blossoms?
I won't guarantee it, but I am personally pretty confident that there will be cherry blossoms during that time period.
That's a long time period, 9 days.
In Philadelphia, we have many different varieties of cherry trees, so our cherries start blooming early, and they continue blooming beyond the time period of, say, in Washington, D.C. They have only one or two varieties there. So ours, we got all different trees. They bloom at different times, and then they finish up at different times.
Nice. Okay, let's go back to the food. The food and the drink go together very well.
Oh, yeah. And that's a big part of hanami, is you aren't just sitting there looking at the trees, but you're socializing. You're with your friends. You're with your family. And so that you're all taking in nature together, enjoying a meal, a drink together. And this is, we've never done this in Philadelphia. This is a chance to really experience that Japanese hanami here.
And the food and drink, they go together well. It's tell me again the type of food?
It's Japanese-inspired and Japanese food. So there'll be hand rolls, which are kind of sushi rolls wrapped in seafood, and then some other kinds of dumplings and simple but Japanese and Japanese-inspired food.
How are you serving the foods? Are they out of food trucks, kind of pay as you go?
Parks on Tap, they're organizing it, and they're keeping it with our Japanese theme. So there will be there's a drink truck and a food truck there. They do a great job. They have bathrooms. They have generators. They put out seats. There are games. It's a super fun time. You enter the space. It's a fenced-in area. And if you're old enough to drink, you get a wristband. And then you can go up to the drinks food truck and order your beer or your sake. And then there's a food truck. And last time we had them over the summer, not for this event, they had a third food truck that had special Japanese food in it. So there's going to be a variety of food and lots of different opportunities to get it.
So partnering with them, what is that mean to you? you as executive director of the Japan American Society of Philadelphia to do an event like this?
This is one of my dreams. I've been wanting to do this for 8 years. I've been executive director for 8 years. And having Parks on Tap, which are such a, they've been a great partner with us. We've had them come out previous years for 2 years during over July 4th. And we've accommodated hundreds and hundreds of people during that time. It was such a great experience. So many people came out who otherwise wouldn't come out. People from our neighborhood came out. It was a great way to reach out to new audiences, which was exciting. But in this case, we expect to be able to do that, but also provide a new experience that is really authentically Japanese. So that's, you know, between reaching out to new audiences and providing that authentic experience, it's I couldn't be happier.
So of the people that come out to the Parks on Tap event, the Japanese themed event, you expect many of them have never been to Shofusu House?
We were surprised when we've done this during the summertime over 4th of July. People are looking for these outdoor pop-up beer gardens, and so people will travel to come to us. Shofusu is it's a popular historic site, but we're also kind of off the beaten trail. So this is a chance for people to see us, find out about us, and make the little trek out to West Fairmont Park and see what we're all about, and it's pretty special.
All right. Are you a big sake fan?
I am. We'll have some nice cold sake, and I think we'll also be serving warm sake. That's two ways that you can have sake.
What's the traditional way to drink sake at this time of year?
This time of year, well, in the spring, it will be cold, just in little tiny little sake cups. And we do sell sake sets at Shofusu's gift shop.
It's tiny. It looks like a shot of wine.
It's like a shot of wine, but you sip it. You don't drink it quickly. So it kind of is deceptive to Westerners because it looks like you should take it as a shot, but nope, it's wine that you sip.
All right. Kim Andrews, Executive Director of the Japan America Society of Greater Philadelphia. The Sake Garden at Shofusu House and Garden takes place April 7th through the 15th. And the 15th is Sakura Sunday.
Sakura Sunday. That's our big festival day out in West Fairmont Park. Come on out. We're going to have three stages, pop performances, traditional Japanese music and dance, every kind of Japanese culture you can imagine, food vendors and vendors of clothing and every Japanese object you can imagine. It's a great day. You would love it.
Nothing says spring like cherry blossoms and parties and drinking outside.
That's right. We like to think that we are the start of spring in Philadelphia.
Happy spring, and thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.